You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Kari Anderson. Coming up, we'll hear from our art hounds. But first, it's the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Singer-songwriter Mariami grew up in the Mad River Valley, but her roots reach all the way to the Republic of Georgia, where she was born. She joins me now from New York City to tell us more about how those melodies and song structures from her home country still weave their way into her modern R&B songs, and why it's vital that she honor those influences. Mariami, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to reconnect with my VT roots.
So I understand you were born in the Republic of Georgia. You and your family fled the Civil War in the early 1990s.
And my parents left in 92, and then I left in 93. And we ended up in Vermont because we had friends who led Project Harmony, which is based in the Mad River Valley. We came to America, and they were like, come bring your kids to Vermont. And we did, and we fell in love, and we never left. I always kind of grew up with music as the cornerstone of my family. My grandfather was a music director for this dance ensemble, and he played piano and accordion. And I learned early on from him a lot of Georgian melodic song structure. And from a young age, my mother was also a music teacher. And then when I moved to Vermont, I was always doing theater and music and dance, then went on to pursue musical theater at Emerson in Boston, and then ended up minoring in music and songwriting at Berkeley, and then writing and recording and releasing my first album kind of towards the end of my senior year. That was the natural trajectory.
Let's hear a track from your latest album. This one's called Gates.
Open up the terrace, let me see the view. Walking on the clouds, it's only me.
Growing up at home, do you remember listening to a radio? Were you hearing Western music?
Oh, yeah. We grew up listening to, like, Motown and R&B and soul and pop. R&B really moved me the most, and I find a lot of structural similarities between R&B and soul and Georgian liturgical music. It's, like, very spiritual. Those kind of seems to be my natural and most comfortable writing style. The melodies are at times kind of tragic, kind of gut-wrenching like soul songs can be. At this point, I kind of want to write music that, like, gets people, like, feeling good. This recent album is, like, a nice balance of top 40s R&B sound. There's one song that has a kind of a Georgian influence. There's one song that's in Georgian. So it was like the CD that kind of sealed all my styles together into one, like, Mariami sound.
And how important is that for you to bridge the gap between your Georgian roots through traditional folk music and where you are now?
I would say that's probably my life's work, really, in everything that I kind of do. The more that I explore the sounds, the more subtle I want to be with it. It's funny, I got back from Georgia and I met with my music director, and we were talking about this idea of Georgian folk music and relatability and the American audience. You know, we want to take elements of it and not water it down, but we want to make it digestible and accessible. So it's this idea of taking these kind of foreign, exotic sounds that people have never heard and arranging them under the umbrella of contemporary pop and R&B. So in a way that you're listening to it, you know there's some ethnic hints, you know that there's something exotic, but it wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, I'm at a world music show. I wouldn't want Georgian folk to be my stamp. I would definitely call R&B soul the overall main sound, and then the Georgian folk are just like the subtle hints in there that make it a little esoteric and a little different from what you're used to hearing.
We gotta get away.
And you recently visited your home country to perform your folk-influenced music. Does that come with some sense of responsibility?
Of course, of course. I hadn't performed in my country before. We performed at the U.S. Embassy, and we did, like, 3 or 4 TV shows, and I was like, if I don't go there and, like, win these people's hearts, not only am I going to be poorly representing America, but I'm going to be, like, not honoring my Georgian roots. So I felt an immense responsibility. Everything ended up going really, really well. The journalists and the media and everybody was so receptive and kind of just excited that one of their own Georgians was, you know, abroad in the States putting the Georgian stamp on the Western sound. Like, when you get it right and you figure out, you know, the formula that works best for you, it takes a lot of time to get there, but it feels good to kind of be in the groove right now and writing more in that style now and getting ready for this show.
And I understand, too, that when you visited Georgia, you conducted master classes with younger musicians. Does teaching in your home country fit in with your future plans?
Of course, yeah. This was just a kind of, I feel like, a small taste of what I would love to repeat in 2016, but with my full band. The end of May is Georgian Independence. So around that time, there's a lot of kind of festivals and outdoor performances. So I want to team up with the embassy again and bring my band and do a couple more master classes. And I didn't even feel like I was working. You know, that's when you kind of know you're doing the right thing, when it feels that right.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time out and telling us more about your music.
Oh, well, of course. It's really exciting to be kind of sharing all of this with Vermont. Vermont has a very, very special place in my heart.
That's singer-songwriter Mariami. Hear more songs and learn more about her upcoming show in New York City at vpr.net. And now here's Art Hounds.